Greetings, dear ladies. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Tonight, I wish to give an introduction, an explanation, and a little history. No matter what anyone has told you, this meeting is the first time this has ever happened in the energy it was supposed to happen. In the shadow of the mountain, with the Star Mothers in the room, smiling the whole time. The history I want to give you is what I will call connecting the dots. It's for you, it's for Melly Haw. The cards that you have, profound they are, channeled by the Star Mothers, talking about the star centers. Now remember, the Star Mothers are from here. They were given to Melly Haw in 2017. That was the year that the wheel was channeled. If you wish to look at this numerologically, 2017, when you add up the numbers, creates a 10. In the kind of numerology that we have discussed with you, that we honor, a 10 becomes a 1, and 1 stands for new beginnings. It is not an accident that the numerological meaning of the year was the time we gave Melly Haw the cards from the Star Mothers and also gave my partner the wheel. In other words, it's all in the same bag, you might say. So the cards are part of the wheel, the shamanic teaching wheel. They had to be given to Melly Haw in advance so she could prepare it, understand it, work with it, and then practice it in seminars for some years before this meeting. This is a profound time. And so in summary, that part of this message is that the cards are part of the teaching of the wheel. And now I'm going to tell you why. When you think of a school, when you think of any kind of teaching at all, there is a paradigm that goes like this. You go ignorant of what is going to be taught, because you don't know it yet. I mean, why would you go if you knew it? So as children, for instance, or even as adult learning a craft, you show up at the school and the training begins. And slowly the instructor starts and gives information and you take notes and then you learn it and then you're tested on it. And at the end, you have learned something you did not know before. That is not what's going to happen here. That's not what's going to happen with Melly Haw's courses either. No matter what the syllabus is, that is not what's going to take place. I explained carefully to you, even these days, that this is an awakening of a piece and a part of your DNA. Pieces and parts of your DNA, the multidimensional ones, had this implanted into you in Lemuria 26,000 years ago. And there will be the intellectual women who will say, wait a minute, how do I know I was in Lemuria? How do I know I was even a woman back then? And here is the answer that I have given to the sisterhood over and over and over. At the wind of birth, you came in to be here. Each one of you carries in your Akash all of the teaching of the shamanic teaching wheel. This is a reawakening of something you already know. The teaching of the wheel, especially the sacred wheel, the shamanic wheel, is to bring out the remembrance of what you were told then. Carried in all of your lineage, you were a woman then. You're a woman now. It's not an accident. And you knew it before you got here. Now, what you do with this is free choice. But I'm here to tell you that all of you have this in your DNA. This is what attracted you. Even if you were here and at the last minute you said, well, I'll find out what it's about. You think that was an accident? You all carry this. And so the cards represent the beginning of remembrance. In your Akash are the star centers, what they mean, what they do. And you might say it's a practice to remember the main syllabus, which will be presented, which you will then remember. That comes later. This ramp up to that, this foundation, is an exercise of remembrance. Now, how do you know if you remember? This is the next kind of question we get that's so practical. Every single one of you will be offered an energy to to resound to it. And you will. If you feel anything, you're remembering. It's that simple. If you feel nothing, you got a block for the remembering, and you got to work on that. Mellie Haw has done this before. She has done this in Lemuria. There were no cards in Lemuria, but she taught it anyway. This was the first course in the shamanic teaching wheel to those who were 13 years old and older who decided they would start this process. And in that, she had exercises of remembering, even though they had no Akash, she structured it so they would remember things that they had learned in the main teaching wheel. And that started the idea that everything you need in the what we will call the advanced wheel that you are learning now is contained in the main wheel. And that they are learning and had learned at that time. What I'm saying is this. Mellie Haw always started this in this fashion. Children, she would say, do you remember what you were taught on Spoke 5 of the main wheel as children? And she would then use what they were taught in Spoke 5. And they would say, well, we didn't have numbers on our spokes, Mellie Haw. And she would smile and she would say, the 5 represents not the spoke number, but the numerological intent. 5 is change. I want you to think about that. Why are you here? And she would say to the children, why are you here? Why did you decide for this advanced study? And then she would tell them, you were about to change your life. Children are smart, especially when they're 13. They will call the adults on anything they do wrong. Mellie Haw was a direct descendant of a star mother. So they listened up. She seemed to talk in puzzles and riddles, in metaphors. But dear ones, this is often the way these things are instructed. You got to feel something and then interpret it. You'll give a statement of perhaps a concept, and then you'll discuss it, and then you'll interpret it. And then Mellie Haw will step in and give the real meanings. But sometimes the meanings are not knowledge. Their wisdom. Coming into this wisdom is part of why you're here. But the first part, do you feel anything? And if you do, that's you remembering. Pay attention to which star center you feel the most. That'll tell you a little bit more about perhaps what you want to study more of. But this is the beginning, not of something complex, but of something profound, an exercise in remembering. This is the beginning of it. Channeled to Meliha by the Star Mothers are the cards that you have. Does it now make sense of why they were channeled and the year they were channeled and why they were given to her in advance? It should. All of this information being given to you now for the first time, as you begin this process of understanding what is this shamanic teaching wheel, and why are you here? All of these things you will learn and understand as you go. This is more than the Lemurian teaching wheel. This is an elective for the women who say, I want to go further. I want to go further. So pretend you are 13. Because in Lemuria, that's when that was started. Wide-eyed, ready for more. And that's who you are right now. Every single one of you. You can rewind the time machine back then if you wish. No matter how old you are, if you think you are sitting here, that's when each one of you heard this for the first time by the one who's going to give it to you now. I like that. Let the teaching begin. And so it is.